Verily, we showed Pharaoh all our signs, but he rejected them and refused. He said, Have you come to drive us out from our land by your magic, O Moses? We surely can produce magic to match yours. So appoint a time for a meeting between us and you, which neither we nor you shall fail to keep in a set place. Moses said, Your assigned time will be the day of the feast. Let the people assemble when the sun has risen high. So Pharaoh withdrew. He concerted his plan and then came back. Moses said unto them, Woe to you! Do not invent a lie against Allah, or else he will destroy you by some punishment. He who lies will miserably fail. Then they debated one with another as to what they must do, and they kept their counsel secret. They said, Indeed, these are two magicians who would drive you out from your country by their magic and destroy your best traditions. So arrange your plan and assemble in ranks. Him who wins today will indeed gain the upper hand. They said, O Moses, either you throw first or let us be the first to throw. He said, No, you throw. Then behold, their ropes and their rods by their magic appeared to him as though they were in lively motion. And Moses became somewhat fearful. We said, Fear not, verily you have the upper hand. Throw that which is in your right hand. It will eat up that which they have made. Indeed, that which they have made is but a magician's trick, and a magician shall not be successful wherever he is.